Y'all going back and forth. Gay, retarded. Gay, retarded. I am definitely in Boston. Please tell me it's not Patrick Swayze.
One thing about kids is you can't, like, beat them up.
Fucking dumb.
Yep.
Cinepocalypse Now show, where we talk about movies with our very special guest, Dave Temple.
Hey, what's going on, people?
With your host, Scott Lizard Abrams.
Marmar.
And the Don.
By the way, I just want to let you know this will be cut out, but Marshall got his nickname because he lost judgment in the retarded people's court.
No, dude. Like, what? It was bullshit. What
it
happened?
Yeah, you spit gum on the fucking.
I might have been chewing gum.
You don't chew gum, yeah.
But his wife may have stepped in my gum. Barefoot.
Uh-huh. So now he is, the judgment resulted in him being called Marmar forever.
Hold on, what do you mean? What, so you were chewing
gum?
Allegedly.
He spit fucking gum on my porch.
Allegedly.
Okay.
And so we took him to retarded people's
porch.
No,
because
his wife
walked outside barefoot
and stepped in the gum.
So it became a big issue.
And you
guys had to resolve it.
And you resolved it.
Yeah.
You resolved it. And you're okay with the punishment.
Punishment is that he's now Marmar.
How long does that last?
It's about a year and a half. Forever.
He's
always Marmar.
That's fair.
Podcast.
That's good,
we'll
too.
We'll see what happens.
Because, you know, I've seen friendships end over shit like that.
Never end over that.
Right. You know, most ladies would be like, don't let him over the house no more. That sounds like your girl is cool.
Yeah,
she's like,
I stepped in that motherfucker's gun. He ain't coming over the house no more. It was funny as fuck, dude. She stepped in barefoot shit.
Right.
Oh, shit. Anyway, let's get into the interview segment of the show.
Okay.
First question. What is the first non-pornographic movie you jerked off to?
Roadhouse.
Oh,
okay. Wait.
The blonde girl, right?
Yes.
When
what's his name?
Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze fucks her in the cabin.
Fucking Wendy's sandwich off the floor, motherfucker.
And when he kicks in the door.
No, there's
and
no
the guy's
hassle.
Fucking the chick over the barrel.
Okay.
And
I get
like,
into it.
And
yeah,
he's
yeah.
like, hey. I'm on my break. And he's like, yeah, stay on it.
Hell yeah.
That scene, you know what? Fuck, no. It might have been Ghost.
Oh,
yo.
Patrick Swayze again.
Wow.
Yo, Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze I'm jerking off to.
Please tell me it's not Patrick Swayze.
Shit, hold on. Because there was another one that came to mind. The other one that came to mind was Waiting to Exhale, so that wasn't Patrick
that?
Swayze.
Waiting to Exhale, who's in that?
It's a bunch of black women. It's Whitney Houston, Loretta Devine.
Oh,
it was like
shit.
A black
I wouldn't
movie.
Kick him out of bed for eating crackers.
Hey, you know, hold on. You know, Whitney Houston married Bobby Brown. He's from this area. Not to name drop and like talk shit, but yo, Bobby Brown came to a basketball game one time.
Yeah.
And it was against Sharon. And
Sharon is the town over, by the way, all... Oy vey.
All Jews. It's a very Jewish neighborhood. Or it was either Sharon or Norwood or something like that, but like a lot of white people.
Yeah.
And Bobby Brown was like talking shit because he didn't like the calls from like against his son's team.
Yeah.
And this fucking like 12-year-old kid's like, shut the fuck up. You're a goddamn loser.
Mm.
And everyone's like, oh. All white
Bobby
people
Brown?
Too. Yo, all white people against Bobby Brown be like, oh. Oh shit! And Bobby Brown was like so embarrassed, dude. He fucking turned around and fucking left, dude.
Really?
Yes, I was there.
Why?
What
Why
he,
wouldn't
what
he just own them?
Do?
I don't know, man. Like that's just mad embarrassing. Like at a, like a suburban ass game, everyone's shitting on
well,
you.
Well, not
dude.
To have a kid call you out for being a loser, because that's a weird thing.
Yeah,
dude. Where, like. I watch adults crumble with that. Like, if you have a
Bro,
junkie...
What are you going to do, punch a kid in the face?
Yo, some people
fuck you,
do it.
Dude,
some people try it, but,
yo,
like...
Yo, he was a
know,
big kid. He was a big kid for 12.
Remember the first time when you saw, like, a kid who had, like, a junkie dad or
yeah.
a junkie uncle, and, like,
Your
you
dad's
had never
a loser.
Seen a kid talk to an adult like that. You know what I mean? Like, you be in the house playing video games, and then some adult comes down the steps, and you're naturally like, oh, shit. And he be like, dad, no, we don't fucking turn this off for you. And you're like, oh, shit, you just got away with saying that to your dad? You know what I mean? You understand this motherfucker's a junkie.
One thing about kids is you can't, like, beat them up. And, like, I remember one time I was, like, probably, like, 15 years old. I was a lot fatter than I am now. I'm only, like, moderately fat. Thank you very much. But, at the time I was a lot fatter than I was. Yeah. And I remember this, like, fucking, like, 7-year-old was in, like, one of those push carriages at, like, the fucking, at, like, the grocery store. And this kid goes, Mommy, look at the fat boy.
Oh,
and I remember being, like, I could fucking kill you right now. I could kill you.
Yo, stinger splashed it.
Yeah, I could have fucking killed you, and you fucking just act. Yeah,
that's the thing. You can't, like, retaliate on
it. Like, it's a child.
Nah.
Yeah. Not a 12-year-old. What do you think Bobby Brown was going to do?
They're helping you when they tell you that kind of shit. I remember when we went to were Christmas shopping this past, my youngest daughter was like, what do you want to get grandma? She was like, let's get her a toothbrush because her breath stinks. And it's like, hey man, I'm not opposed to this because we're not allowed to say it. You know what I mean? Like, it's somewhere along the line.
From the babes, the mouths of babes.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like, hey, this is an expensive toothbrush. You better use it once a day at least.
Anyway, though, let me ask you. Okay, so this is the next question in the Cinepocalypse Now line of questioning. Is name your most hated film. The movie that you hate the most.
Hate the most?
What's your most hated?
I hated, and it's a recent one. The most recent Jurassic Park. I hated it.
Is it bad? What's bad about it?
They literally repackaged the first movie from 1993.
Interesting.
And it was the most infuriating
and
thing.
And that movie is sick, by the way. It's original.
I kind of like it.
But it's like, it just You're was infuriating to me. Yeah, because I'm like, we're buying the same movie over and again.
It's just better CGI.
Yeah, but like, trying to recreate scene for scene every little thing. Like, this is when he stepped in the footprint, and this is when the banner
fell. Here's the problem with it being...
I understand the whole, like, homages and nods, but
it was too much. It was overkill.
Here's the problem with it being a better CG version of a remake is the fact that the original movie, it was all, like, sick fucking, like, real rubber.
Right!
Yeah.
Right!
Real, what do they call it? Practical effects.
Yeah.
It was fucking sick! Yeah. That's why the movie fucking rocked!
And even with whatever it was capable of doing back then, that's also what makes the movie dope. Leave it the fuck alone! Leave it alone.
But that's what Hollywood's doing. It's like, hey, did you like that movie back in the 90s or 80s? Well, you're going to like it.
Here you go, faggot.
Yeah. You're going to like it in 2020, asshole.
Because we're not smart enough to go like...
New ideas.
I know what they're doing. I already know what they're doing. They do it every time. And I think that was one that pissed me off because it was like, it was the perfect setup.
Yep.
It's like, here's for anybody that's in their 30s that have children that are like...
Exactly, yeah.
It's like, let me just take them to see something I saw when I was their age.
I'm kind of curious about it. Like, I got daughters. That is terrible. Like, trying to watch
movies... They
want to
see every movie, right?
It's just like, the stuff that they're into, as a man, it's hard to even walk up to the counter
give me for instance.
Like Frozen. It's hard to walk to the counter and be like, let me get two tickets for Frozen. I ended up loving the movie. However, it's just there was nobody trained you for that as a man to be like, hey, all right, look, if you're going to have daughters, I don't know, maybe they should have a class. Maybe they should have a fucking class for men that have daughters to be like...
You have to watch these fucking movies 30 times in a row.
Or just learn how to soften up. That's been the toughest thing for me of being a father. I don't know how to fucking soften up for these girls, man. And it's like...
Yeah.
It's weird that you gotta, like, I don't know how to go see a movie like Mulan or whatever. Like, what the fuck you want to look at?
I know, live action Mulan.
Mulan was a new movie when I was... like 11.
Right.
You're referencing Mulan also speaks to the
new movie coming out.
Yeah. Oh, they're
remaking it.
They're redoing all of them.
Yeah. Live action.
Hold on. You didn't notice that? Every movie that they took and to put
I
it
know
in the
they
vault,
did the fucking
every
Lion
movie
King
Disney
shit.
Put in the vault
yeah.
is now coming out as a live version.
Unbelievable.
They switched over.
Right.
Yeah.
Mary Poppins, the Dumbo, the fucking Bambi will be out soon. Pinocchio.
Didn't, by the way, Tim Burton do Dumbo or something?
Yeah, Dumbo.
I heard that.
Which again,
goth Dumbo.
Right. How was it?
It was terrible. And they tried to soften the plot. The original plot was pretty good. Like, yo, people are fucking assholes. Yeah. People are
also
fucking
the part
vicious.
Where they get drunk and it's like, oh, they pay the price for being drunk.
Right.
Yeah, dude.
Right.
That teaches the kids a lesson.
Right.
God damn it.
Yeah, but that dude, Dumbo came back like. Came out in like what the 50s or 40s?
When the 30s.
Stories.
Yeah,
like
dude.
So a lot of those fairy tales
like
got whitewashed or watered down for American
you can say
children.
I'm not offended.
You know,
I'm
like
Jewish, so I'm not
you look
really
at something like Sleeping Beauty, man.
Yeah.
I think it's a Sleeping Beauty. Yeah, like that story is literally no.
Oh.
Snow White with the seven dwarfs.
Yeah, what about it?
The original that story is about. A stepmother's jealousy towards her daughter. So the original story is
yes.
The
this
mom
bitch
wished
wanted
for a daughter
fucking...
that was so beautiful. And in the process, she got it, but she died giving birth. The dad remarries, and the new wife is jealous of how beautiful
like,
this kid is. And when the kid gets to be a teenager and develops, she orders the men to kill her. Kill her
I'm
and
not
bring
gonna
back
have
her.
This motherfucker looking at my fucking stepdaughter.
Right.
I'm not gonna have her looking at my stepdaughter.
No, in that situation, it's, you stick around because that's,
right.
that's how you get a threesome.
I'm gonna be fuck that bitch whore.
The story was literally kill the daughter and bring me her heart, lungs, and
for
liver so
her.
That I can eat it.
Yes.
Let me eat that shit. Maybe I'll be a little more purdy.
that goes into what I understand about like Hollywood, like everyone's like a
well,
vampire.
Yeah,
or
dude,
something.
When you see fucking Meryl Streep go up there being like, I love fucking,
blood
I love
facials.
Fucking no, when she
Harvey
was
Weinstein?
Like, when she was,
yeah.
I love Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
This motherfucker is raping bitches. She's saying I love this guy, and she's raping bitches. She is getting fucking you know like karmic energy. Like to her fucking career because she's like loving on this guy who's just raping bitches, Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, but that's also- I'm gonna lie to you. As fucked up as it is, it's admirable that somebody stood tall for their homie in crisis like that because you don't find real ones like that.
Yeah,
well,
true.
That's
that.
A
I give you
real
that.
One.
True.
I
told
that's
I'll
a
tell
lot
you what,
of heat, and she's standing with him like, yo, I love this motherfucker.
Now that I got your most hated movie.
Okay.
Yeah. What's your top three, or maybe top two, doesn't matter, top two or three favorite films?
Favorite films?
Ever.
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 The Goonies is one because it's a fucking classic. I think it was like one of the first ones that I learned how to sit all
we
the
got
way
plenty
through.
To say about it, by the way. We're going to go into the conspiracy realm. And
the never-ending story.
I like
that
never-ending story, too.
Yeah, what's the dragon's name?
I'll show you.
The ship that you ride.
Falcor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was awesome.
Then there's like, I want to say something else like, all right, one is this goofy.
By the way, don't feel like you can't say,
no.
Don't feel like you can't say Menace to Society.
Or Warrior.
Dope.
I do love
that. That was one
society.
Of my first hood movies, but
yeah.
like most favorite all time is not going to be a hood movie.
No, for sure, for sure.
Like, so there's this Chinese movie that I watched over and over again called Seven Lucky Ninja Kids. It was like, all right, you guys remember like the original Little Rascals here from
wait,
like
are
the
you
1920s?
Talking about the Three Ninjas?
No.
Okay,
no.
Wait.
Because again, that's like such an American watered down version.
Yeah, I was going to say,
This was some shit how like when they, it's like basically brutal child slavery. Because like, they're kids. They
so
know
like
how to do
rascals.
Kung fu.
So it's like
right.
Little Rascals.
There's no green screen. There's no budget. These kids are doing their own stunts.
They actually
like
got little kids to beat the fucking shit out of each other.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Boom!
And they, like, they... It's like, when you make an action movie starring kids, you usually don't see kids getting thrown through glass windows or, you know, like actually getting their asses kicked.
Yeah. Could one of you two write this down, please?
It's called Seven Ninja Kids. You can find it on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's an American dub. Yeah. This movie is amazing. And the kids are fucking phenomenal kung fu artists, but they're like 10. And they're literally taking, you can see.
They're taking hits.
And it's edited so poorly where sometimes the best shot is literally seeing a kid's face smash right into the ground. And
hell
like,
yeah.
Wow. Like, China is different or whatever. Well,
especially back then, too. You
right.
Know what I mean?
Cause like the 1940s or something.
Yeah, Chinese
like,
don't get
like,
a
they
fuck.
Were, yeah. They were all trying to be Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
Bruce Lee had set a trend.
So my mom.
Well, actually, that's a good point because, I mean, Bruce Lee broke through to the American mainstream.
Correct. Yeah. But there were tons of stars over there.
Right.
Exactly.
But that's the thing. Because, like,
he can speak English.
We just recently just reviewed.
He can speak English.
Shut the fuck up, Marshall.
I'm just saying. He can speak English. That's why.
Kidding. Yo, anybody who's listening to this, if you watch Seven Ninja Kids on YouTube, feel free to message me about this shit. I just want to
thank you.
I want to hear anybody's opinion when they see this shit, man. I'm Dave Temple across all social media platforms. All right, might as well get the plugs right out of
hell
the fucking
yeah.
way. But I encourage
don't worry,
anyone because I've had no one to talk to about this movie.
Oh,
like welcome to the club.
I need someone to watch this right. and let me know.
It was these guys I could finally talk to about Warriors of Virtue.
Oh, the kangaroo. Did you see Warriors of Virtue when you were kids?
It was kangaroo ninjas.
You're probably like a 13-year-old when it came out. But
yeah,
it was
kangaroo ninjas that taught this kid kung fu, and they were dudes in kangaroo suits. And then also in the 90s, they had Johnny Mnemonic, which they're
ninjas.
And then Tank. Girl, which
wait,
had kangaroo
Johnny
people
Nodic,
too.
Had fucking, had,
yeah, you remember Tank
Girl? Tank Girl.
Yo, kangaroo people.
Who was that girl again?
Lena Headey.
Yeah,
Lena. Something Headey.
Like that's weird because I don't even remember
she
her.
Like
I just remember the way
yeah.
she looked in the trailer.
She looked like Gwen Stefani.
She was like for that time. Yeah.
I'm not gonna. I like that kind of like. Butchy Dyke look almost.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
if she
yeah,
can
yeah,
pull
no comment.
Off,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
If she can pull off that pixie haircut, I like that shit.
You're being honest.
Thank
you're being
yeah,
honest.
Yeah, yeah.
I fucked with it also. Yeah, yeah. I think it's something
so,
about.
So we have a recurring theme. Like, I love 30-year-old goth bitches with like 30s with like big ass titties and shit.
Uh huh.
And they're like, yo, what the fuck?
I love how
dude?
He brought this into the show. This is like a bit we have like fucking running from episodes.
Yeah, they like to make fun of me, man.
He trusts with every guest the animal side.
Let me tell you.
Fun of me
Let
for
me
like loving
something.
That shit. I love that shit.
They'll be back.
Yeah.
Because here's what. Listen to me carefully.
All right.
That's all Bushwick and Williamsburg, Brooklyn are full of.
Yo, I got
These
people
girls,
in Bushwick.
Let me tell you what they do. They go to the city and they wow the fuck out. Okay? I'm talking about.
That weird white girl shit. Like,
and they're doing everything. Right. They're fucking everybody. They're piercing everything. They're tattooing
everything.
Now, the ones who really get into it, engage their ears out, and tattoo their face and sleeves and everything like that, they're never coming back. They're going to stay. They're going to get old and they're going to die in New York. The ones who keep the tattoos and, like, you can still hide it, they will return to whatever town they were from. And they will marry someone that they went to high school with after they got it all out of their system.
Another emo kid.
Right. But some suburban guy will get
Oh my god, I can't believe you're going out on a date with me after you've been fucking pumped full of cum with like fucking 18 guys.
It's the Forrest Gump story, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jenny went
I
out
love you,
all
JNA.
And came right back home and was like, hey, I'm back. You wanna
Alright, Scott, we're going to New York, alright?
We're going to New York. Just wait, they'll be back. I'm telling you, you don't want to wander down there because they already know they left this town to get away and go soak it all up before they come back.
So when I was selling my booze, I set up a booth at a really nice restaurant in Boston, owned by some famous Wapdago, you know, famous Guinea.
Yeah.
And
who?
Don't worry, I'll tell you later.
I'll cut it out. Who? Okay.
Yo,
oh, I know who it is.
Can I get water?
Oh, absolutely. Let me go. Give me a glass. Pause.
Okay.
There you go. Go on. Go.
As you were. Back on op. Yeah. So the good thing about those girls is they're not going to be used up for you. Meaning, like,
they mostly
just take it in the ass. These girls are just taking it in the ass.
It ruins them, though.
Nah, you still got a good pussy, vagina.
That's what you
the
mean.
The pussy isn't everything.
And these
eating
girls,
butthole too,
they're, riding bikes, so they're keeping themselves in shape.
Yeah,
I'm
Kegels,
telling you.
It's like Kegels and
they're
shit.
They're fucking... Dude, I see it. I see it every night.
Yo, there's this 30-year-old goth girl that I made friends with when I was working at an event. And her Sims avatar... Like her, like she plays Sims and like
he's
on
been
Twitch.
Dying, by the way, to talk about
yes,
this
I
for
have.
Like
Fuck
6 weeks.
Fuck you. So she plays.
You're indulging him.
Yes, but she plays a game Sims and she has an avatar of herself in it, and her avatar is making money online. How crazy is that?
What does that mean?
Like her Sims character.
Meaning her avatar is like
her
an
Sims
e-thot.
Character is making money. And not even her, and she's making money on her own, but her Sims character is making money too.
Yeah, we gotta figure that shit out. My
bro,
daughter,
that's a hustle
yeah,
and a half.
I think
bro.
That, I think my youngest daughter's gonna be doing shit like that because she's in the Minecraft
good?
And all of that shit now. Like,
yeah, honestly, well, listen, like, tell her not to like put all her, you know, eggs in one basket, but. It is viable.
Well, that was the thing, and I literally had that conversation with her mom.
Like, have
like,
a backup, you know?
Shit, like, because she's like, always asking for money to do stuff in there, and I'm
like more equipment and blah, blah, blah.
Should we give it to her? Because she might be building something in the new world, and she's like the early
Here's
settlers.
Here's the problem, it's like, right? It's a literal gamble. Because, like, at the same time, it's like, if someone gave me money to be, like, to set up, like, I put my own, like, I worked for it money towards this podcast, and I got all the equipment for it and whatnot. I bought the website and all that shit. But if someone, I don't know that I could have pitched it to someone that this would be a good investment, even though we have probably earned enough money that now that we've that it makes it viable. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, because also it's going to be, even if you don't reap the benefits of it, humanity will. None of this shit is going to leave. All of this shit will be found in cyberspace or whatever, the same way we
Dude,
found...
Dude, the aliens are gonna come down right. someday and like, catch all these fucking hard drives.
Yeah. The same way we found hieroglyphics on the wall
right.
and we kind of gather like, oh, this is what was going on with these motherfuckers. Like, this is the same thing that they're gonna do. Somebody's gonna find a little file and listen Seriously. To it. Like, I think this is just four of them.
On the real shit, though, but...
Well, no, it's like part of being in history, like, you know what I mean?
On that fucking...
You'd like to think that,
right? I'd like to think that, yeah.
But on that fucking Minecraft shit, I was like, here's the thing, is that you and me, we grew up at a time where that thing didn't exist.
Right.
Like, where that kind of, like, virtual space where you're a three-dimensional being and moving around and, like, moving things in a three-dimensional being...
What about
being?
GTA 3, though?
We were...
It's not quite the same.
By then.
Yeah. Dude, I was like 11.
Like, it's fascinating. Like, even this that we're doing this, right? Like, because you got to understand, like, all right, my youngest daughter that's doing that, she's 8.
Yeah.
So she's grown up watching.
And she's probably better than me at Minecraft, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And
I've never tried Minecraft.
She was doing it with an old MacBook Pro.
Yeah.
Like, it was literally, I went and bought a new MacBook, and my other one was laying around, and she's like,
Can I have this?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's Minecraft,
But it's old, it's slow, you know, there's a reason why I upgraded it. And
it
she's
doesn't
like,
even matter. The FPS big, does not matter to
But
her.
She's working her way around it,
you know,
and learning. So when that craps out, if she can get her hands on it, I had a tablet that I left sitting around too long, and then she's on there doing that. So it's like, it's kind of like E.T. Remember when E.T. needed to build a phone?
He got the boop, 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 boop.
Like, he didn't have much
beep,
to work
boop,
with.
Boop, boop.
But, you know, he got it done. Because Elliot certainly couldn't help him.
Yeah,
Jesus
he's a
Christ.
Dumbass autistic motherfucker.
Yeah, Elliot.
And then Drew Barrymore, I mean, we don't need to say anything about her. She got fucked by executives from the day she was born.
Yeah.
Well, and then until she, like, took that break from Hollywood.
Alright, don't make it serious. It was a joke, buddy.
I like
Did you guys ever see The Firestarter?
Which, is it a Stephen King?
Yeah. Firestarter, yeah.
It's Drew Barrymore. She's like a little bit older than E.T.
Right.
Yeah. And based on some scientific experiment, she can look at things and make them
pyrokinetic.
Yeah. And it was done as like a horror film.
Yeah.
Again, if they were to redo it, yes, they had the technology and the CGI to make it look great, but leave it the fuck alone. Like, now, it was so bad, that's part of the appeal of the movie, you know?
Partially, yes, because I mean, like,
Army of Darkness.
Shut the fuck up. There's something about 80s horror movies that make it very funny and timely that, like, you just, like, lose nowadays because it's such good, like, a CGI and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Because it's weird to watch movies that were scary to you as a kid. Something like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And you look at it now, and you're like, it's not even really creepy. It's not even remotely creepy.
You know what? Some movie really scared me when I was a kid? Candyman.
Candyman?
Yeah.
That one had good effects, though.
That was really scary. But I watch it now, and I'm like, it's not as scary.
Do you know what I remember most about Candyman is that they had all the ads in the comic books. I remember I was reading Uncanny X-Men and shit, and like every front page and back page would be for Candyman.
Well, that's the thing. I was afraid of bees for the longest time because of that shit.
Because of Candyman.
Yeah, dude. Like, I thought like Candyman was coming behind them or some shit.
All right.
Okay.
So we got your number one. Did we good with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Bye. All right. So let's talk about unpopular opinions.
Unpopular opinions. So it's a new show that I'm putting together down in Hell's Kitchen. Me and my partner.
I wouldn't even call it new. Raw. It's established.
Yeah. I mean, we had a great turnout the last time. We want to be a weekly show. And right now, the venue that we are in.
Where are you at?
At Bar 9 in Hell's Kitchen on 53rd and 9th, 807 9th Avenue. Monday nights, we're there at 8:30. You know, it's a live show where we basically get about four stand-ups from all different backgrounds, and we just let them just rock out. Like, no, don't come with a prepared set. Just give me 8 to 10 minutes
off the dome
of something that you feel passionately about that you're not allowed to talk about because it's not a popular opinion. It's like, and I want people to understand that, like, the way people think sometimes, a prejudice could be something that was programmed in you at, like, 4 or 5 years old. You just absorbed it being in the house.
Yeah.
And you don't necessarily subscribe to it, but you're aware of it. And sometimes when you make a joke about it, you're almost... When we make jokes... well, a lot of times we make jokes, we mock the things that we... were pushed on us that we rejected. So it's like, if your parents were really, really religious, you know everything about the Bible, but you don't believe in it.
Yeah.
And now,
how about
you make a comment shitting on the Bible, and people go like, oh, what are you... No.
It's like you're shitting on your parents.
Right. I'm shitting on my parents. Well, I'm not shitting on your religion.
I know exactly.
Let me reverse that, actually. My parents were super non-religious. So imagine I fucking read the Bible... And I go, hey, look, there's this thing that fucking just, like, slaps in the face of what you're thinking.
Right.
Well, they weren't, by the way. My parents are fucking libtards.
But like, yeah, like, if your parents, especially if your parents are garbage people, that, like, as a result, you're struggling as an adult because skills that you don't have, and you're working hard, but when you mock garbage people, you're usually mocking your parents.
Anyway, that's the, like, best thing is mocking garbage people.
Mocking, right. But what do people look at that as? Yeah. Oh, you're punching down.
Oh, you're fucking being a
dickhead. Oh, wow. Yeah. Why do you got to talk to somebody who has less than you? Like, no. You don't understand. My parents didn't have shit. I worked hard to get out of that.
Yeah.
And it annoys me to see people around me. So, like, if you get an unpopular opinion, it doesn't mean that I'm right when I talk bad about people are quote-unquote beneath me. Yeah. It's my opinion.
Fuck the beneath you. I don't like that fucking...
Some people
are fine. If you have a... Let's look at it as a discipline.
Yeah.
So, you know, if someone has a discipline to get up and make their bed every day and, you know, go out and...
Like Jordan Navy Peterson, SEAL thing. I'm going to make my bed every day.
Somebody who doesn't and they just, you know, they're not showering or anything. Like, okay, if I get up every day and do that and a person who's not showering every day, I go, what the fuck, dude? You stink. Oh, come on. He's got a problem. Why are you like... I'm not even allowed to say this guy stinks.
You didn't even make your bed today and I'm a piece of shit.
So that's what the whole purpose of it is. Is like what we do after the stand-up portion, we do a one-on-one panel where I go live on Instagram and we just kind of talk to the comics one-on-one. Tell me a little bit about who you are, where you come from. Some of the things that you said in your rant. Where does it, let's explore a little bit about, they can tell you, like, oh, well, when
so
I was a kid.
You're kind of like the Carson to that?
Yeah.
Gotta, like, sit down and you're
exactly.
Like, explain more.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit more about that, and I want to dig deep so that the viewers can understand.
How willing are they willing to, like, dig deep down, you know what I mean? Like,
comics, so far, comics so far. Are.
Cause
comics are.
Really, I feel like everyone would put up a brick wall and be like, yo,
no,
I don't want to seem like an asshole.
New York
you know?
Comics are, okay. And I'm not going
Generic
for...
American
right,
fuck.
Like, at the moment, I'm not... like, at the moment, I'm not pulling, like, big-name comics. I'm pulling, like, guys that are literally...
This is
in
Scott's opinion, but all of them are faggots except for Dave, and, like, I'm a select few of others.
But they're, like... These are guys that are like in the trenches of trying to figure out who they are. You
they
know,
grind,
most comics are going to spend
grind.
A good 10-year period lost just trying to find their voice.
I understand that whole perspective too. And like, I'm not one of the guys who's trying to like get in there in the trenches of stand-up. Because by the way, Boston stand-up's way worse than what you're dealing with.
Is it?
It's real bad.
I've seen the scene a couple times, but
it ain't great. But that said, is... there's something to be said of what Dave's trying to do here because like honestly like there's people need to be sometimes you need to like physically grab someone and drag them out of their comfort zone.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
And you got to do something to get people's attention.
Yeah,
you ever been to a concert like recently?
Yeah,
you know how fucking loud a concert is?
Yeah,
and you know why it has to be that loud? Some people are that dumb. Some people are that
saying,
fucking dense that, oh, there's something going on.
I was just drinking at the bar.
You're in a movie theater to let the movie know it's starting. Because some people are that fucking dumb. Yeah. Some people literally sit in the movie and go, what the fuck are we doing here again?
Oh, well, I was going to see the new Godzilla movie.
So there are a lot of people that, you know, like... regardless of how much you tell them, like, hey, this guy doesn't mean anything by that, what he's saying. He has blah, 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 or he grew up this way.
For sure.
They don't remember what the fuck you just said because they're not listening. They're idiots.
Dude, they just came out to be like, oh, there's going to be a fucking guy talking while I have my beer.
Right. So you literally have to
like
and remind, like, hey, come on, guys, listen, they're just opinions. These people aren't serious. And the weird thing is, you used to be able to spot dumb people. Like, dumb people used to look dumb. You know what I mean? Yeah. We all knew.
They used to wear a sleeveless shirt and have their glasses hanging from their fucking necks.
But usually their teeth were spaced out. You know, their eyes were cocked. They were hunched
over.
Exactly.
And, you know, they're fucking drinking a Bud Light Platinum.
Or they look like Blues Traveler guy.
Fuck off.
Now they're very well put together.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a problem, too, because, like, listen, I used to have a lot of friends back, give or take, 8 or 9 years ago, who were guys like you and me who fucking thought shit was funny, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, you're problematic. Like,
yeah.
Right. I wasn't even fucking talking to you guys. That's the weirdest thing. We are all the kids who were over here under the bleachers cracking jokes.
Yeah.
That was it. Then someone came over and heard laughter under the bleachers and said, what are you guys down here doing?
Excuse me. You weren't saying the right thing that I wanted you to say.
And they go, oh my God, what are you drawing in that book? Did anybody get in trouble for a book in school? Did anybody
I literally did.
I'm not even writing on the desk. I got the lesson. I'm not talking. I am drawing dicks in a book, and I pass it to my friend, and he draws titties.
Not to blow your concept, but I actually did.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Shut the fuck up, Marshall.
But even then.
No, not to blow your concept, but I actually did get in trouble for something I drew in my book.
Yeah.
No.
But you shouldn't have.
That was bullshit, of course. But no, I literally wrote... like, I drew, like, a fuck... Here's the thing. Here's how fucking white trash our neighborhood is. Is that I drew a Jewish star in my fucking notebook, and they were like, excuse me, this is a pentagram.
Right. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I remember me and my friend... we just had a book that we passed back and forth, and we was just talking shit about everybody in the class.
And also being like, I want to fuck that bitch.
Right.
Yeah.
So... Somebody saw the book, and I remember they snatched it and ran up and took it to the teacher.
Oh.
And the teacher began to read the shit off out loud. And then we got sent to the office, and then we got in trouble, and then we had to write an apology and stand up and read an apology to everybody in the fucking class.
God, dude.
And it was like, okay.
That's my personal thoughts.
Yeah, what we did, like, yeah, it was insensitive, but it was like,
who gives a shit?
No one would have known about it if you didn't read it out loud to the fucking class, you idiot.
If I had been like, hey, Dave, like, I just want you to know, Marshall's offended.
Or they'd be like, look.
No one would have found out if I said
that. Or like, if like someone was like the retarded kid in class, it's like, dude, that kid's got fucking boogers hanging out. Fuck him.
Yeah, you he's know? Gay.
Yeah, he's retarded.
He's retarded. By the way, we're from Boston.
Y'all going back and forth. Gay, retarded. Gay, retarded. I am definitely in Boston. Jeez, that's hilarious.
That's so funny. But anyway, what were you saying though?
No, that was it though.
Yeah,
that was our first time being prosecuted for being inappropriate.
It's fucking stupid.
And it was weird because
it's fucking stupid, dude.
What are you supposed to do with the unpopular opinions? Where are you supposed to put? That's why a lot
cares?
Of kids
that's my
are
question.
Depressed. That's why a lot of teenagers
they don't
want
to speak up.
Just saying, and also just saying, a lot of these kids are fucking, and myself included, back when I was in high school, is that they were fucking pumping them full of Adderall and just making them zoom through the day.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's and fucking ridiculous.
I had no feelings.
I don't remember basically freshman through junior year, which is when I quit taking the fucking Zoomers.
Zoom, 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 wham, wham.
I basically was zoom, 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 and you boom, boom. I just shake my rump.
That was a good song. My grandma used to love that song. That was so weird because she had no idea what it meant.
Do, 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 wee.
That was a weird era that where we were. I don't know. That's a funny thing. Rap music. Rap music made being poor
dude,
look
it was
fun, didn't
fucking
it?
Fucking sick.
Didn't
dude.
It make looking poor being cool?
Hell
well,
yeah.
At the time I was poor,
but you weren't like you weren't.
I wasn't like
pool
on
parties.
The block.
Like every thing. Like
I wasn't on the
Snoop
block.
Right.
Hood
like,
parties.
I was on white people poor.
Like,
I was white
always,
people poor. Yeah.
But Snoop Dogg would always have like you know yeah
barbecue.
Right. It was,
yeah.
They weren't
party,
poor. I don't think.
Doggies,
I act
fucking
more poor now. By the way, every fucking holiday I have all my boys over. We fucking all bring meat down to the fucking barbecue.
Yeah. But that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Like,
hell
that's
yeah.
Way better than. We ordered some stuff. We have it catered. Put on a nice shirt. Stand
me.
Around and act like you're not a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
Act like you're not a human piece of garbage for 4 hours. Can you do that?
That reminds me how I act in front of every girl for like at least a month.
Yeah.
I pretend not to be a degenerate.
Right. Because and that's a weird thing.
I pretend to not be drunk.
I have
every
to pretend
night.
To not be a degenerate so that I can do the most degenerate thing to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because once
that's being single right now. That's being single
enough
right now.
To you that I am a gentleman, we are going to be animals.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And
feels, I'm married and right, I'm saying that
as
shit.
A, yeah. As a guy, it feels better the less guys she's been with. I don't know why.
I married my
what?
Wife up when she
like,
was
the
virgin,
less guys
whatever.
A girl's been with, it feels better. You know what I mean?
All right,
like,
settle down.
Less,
settle down, Mr. Yeah. Incel.
Oh, Mr. Incel? You know what I'm talking about. Like, all right,
that's fun.
If she's like the same age and she's only been with like 5 guys rather than like 10 guys, you know what I mean?
Whatever. Anyway,
I grew up in the hood. I like hoes. I don't mind hoes.
Well, you gave it up. Yeah.
These hoes are out here for everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I swear, the main thing I want to push right now. Go watch Seven Ninja Kids. Go on YouTube.
Yeah, watch that
then,
movie.
And then hit me up. Let me know what you thought. Because I need to talk to someone about this goddamn movie. Alright? Fucking.
I'm not the only one who's
right,
seen this fucking movie.
Because I think if you see it, then we'll be on the same wavelength. And then when my things like my book Influencer comes out in January 2020. Hell you'll yeah. get behind
What's
that shit.
What's that in your book, by the way?
Influencer.
Influencer.
Influencer is...
Dave Temple, Influencer.
Well, no, not Dave Temple. It's just
oh, influencer, influencer by Dave Temple.
Yeah, yeah, sure, yeah. sure.
All right, have you seen From Dusk Till Dawn?
Shut the
yeah,
fuck up.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Right, I've always wanted to get tattoos like George Clooney in that.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? That shit's yeah. sick.
So,
but then I don't know if I could pull it off. So
but
I'm
see,
like,
that's what my book is about. My book is okay. about the fact that when people see things and they absorb things as a child,
mm-hmm.
that's what shapes you. Every move
sure,
that you make
sure,
is
sure,
you've been
sure,
influenced
sure.
by something that you took yeah. in as a kid, right? Now, the biggest thing that is moving kids now is social media. And
sure.
I wrote this dark fantasy about the fact that social media is actually, people are using it to
be cunts.
To influence people to do dumb shit. So
shitty
basically,
ass shit.
Yeah.
To kill like, themselves almost.
Basically. So it's like, yeah, all right,
I,
the way
I,
the
exactly.
way
many
I put
people
this thing,
should, by the way.
No, like the happening almost.
Well,
in a way.
Kind of like, all right, look at this. Like NAACP,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know what that is, National
Absolutely.
Association
Obviously,
for Colored
yeah.
People.
Yeah.
Right?
Who?
No, they've launched what we call.
I've never heard of them. Excuse me.
Digital warfare. So
yes.
the asinine behavior that you see rappers and most black influencers behaving in, the Tide Pod Challenge, the
yeah.
In My Feelings Challenge, all of the dumb
yeah.
shit that people are doing
yeah,
and
the
getting hurt.
Challenge.
No, the,
right.
Yeah. Super glue the lip so
right.
it looks like Kardashian
yeah.
lip. I like
yeah.
that one.
In my dark fantasy, it ain't a mistake.
By the way,
it's
my dark fantasy,
the influencers
by
Kanye, are there to make people
album.
Do dumb oh. shit so that it can dumb down the next generation. So that we can enslave
okay.
the dumb people. Like, it's literally
yeah.
an objective to
like,
rise to power.
Like, do what Supreme Patty's doing, because it's cool.
And he's an example of someone, a specific character that
yeah,
I use
squirt
in my book.
Limes in my eyes,
Correct.
Jump off of a fucking roof on
right.
fire. You
Meanwhile,
know what I mean?
Your dad is running a Fortune 500 company and he needs an heir to run the business, but you just permanently maimed yourself
yep.
and made yourself ineligible.
How about meanwhile, your dad has a union job that he can get you into.
Right, but...
How about just that?
But,
how about
hey,
just
that?
That?
But that's not the power.
Bitch. Hey, where's my Montauk hat, bitch?
Yeah. Where? It's over there.
But no, the book is dope. It's about... it's loosely based around me, my daughter, and my family life.
Yeah.
And then we mix these characters into this world. I've had a great time writing it. I almost lost my goddamn mind. 7 months of analyzing
that's
Instagram
awesome.
On a day-to-day basis and then writing down what I see. It's been fun. I'm working on the second volume now, but I can't wait for people to read this book. Now, if you don't read, which I know a lot of people don't read.
No, I do.
There will be an audio version. I am going into the studio.
I also listen.
Yeah.
It's going to be you personal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to record
oh, cool.
it, and it's important
cool,
for me
cool,
to do
cool,
it
cool.
using my voice to tell the story.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie. I was inspired by Logic. I don't know if anybody's a fan of Logic.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Logic,
big fan.
Did you read Supermarket?
Which one?
His book, Supermarket.
No.
Oh, Logic?
Yeah.
Oh, the guy? I
yeah,
know.
The light skin
guy. Literally Logic. Might be.
No, dude, the white guy. The light skin guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Glasses.
Yeah. But I was inspired by
no,
like, his novel,
him, but...
even though he read a novel all in his voice. I was like, fuck that.
What's that shit? What's that song he had? 1-800? Blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah,
oh, the rapper like... Logic. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. This
yeah.
guy.
I know who he is.
Like, this guy's a hard worker. This guy put out like 3 albums and a novel
that's
all
a good
within
song.
A 12-month period. The guy's a fucking
yeah.
workhorse. So, but I plan on doing the same thing. That book, as well as my second album, the second one will be coming out in January of 2020, and you know, but I'm gonna add a visual.
Yo,
album
yo, that's so yo, that's when my town is banning menthol cigarettes. I smoke Newports. That shit pisses me off. Can you believe
the
that
ban,
shit?
I'm not emotionally attached to that one. I don't know. Sorry.
Listen, our
you.
Town is banning
I like
fucking
that.
Menthol
I like
cigarettes.
That. Marmar, he's passionate about
yeah.
what he's
I
passionate about.
I smoke Newports.
I was non sequiturs.
I'm gonna have to drive to fucking Brockton to get my Newports, which is right across the street, but still.
You're
they come and they go. I like this guy.
All right. Okay. Now I want to come to a new segment. Ask a Black Guy.
All right.
We
gotta have this
I have a
discussion.
Couple questions we want to run right. by a
There's
black
one...
guy.
Yeah, okay. My bad.
Shut the fuck
he
up.
He said new segment. There didn't know black guys in town.
We haven't had a black guest yet so far.
Okay, but I'm just curious. Is there no
we're
black guys in town?
We're
no,
deaf,
I, saw,
we're,
I think I saw a black dude.
Nah, yeah.
No, we're deaf friends with black
no,
guy. But,
no,
but,
Brockton ran off. We're surrounded, like, we're kind of like the one last white
drunk.
Community. No, I'm serious. Brockton, Randolph is all black guys and Vietnamese people. We're like the last white people section. Hmm.
Sidebar, do you guys remember a company, Dining In?
I've heard of them.
I used to work for that company. They were here, like in Brighton, but they delivered.
Oh, that's where my dad is from,
yeah,
Brighton.
Yeah, you said you're Jewish guy, I figured that. Yeah. it's just funny. I just worked
there. Dining In? Yeah, I kind of.
I think Grubhub bought him out.
Probably. Grubhub's everywhere.
But the guy that I used to work for that was here, he was a funny guy. It was like Michael Hackle. That guy was insane.
Okay, but this isn't going to be awkward, by the way.
I'm fine with it. I was just making a joke.
No, I'm...
This one's funny.
This is 100% funny. He made it awkward.
Okay.
This is 100% funny. Number one. What's with the socks when you have sex?
Yeah. So will black people leaving their socks on?
Do you do it? Really. Do you do it? Do you do it? That's the question.
Yeah,
really.
Like if I'm not home, I'm not taking my socks off to have sex.
No, I really?
What's up with that?
I feel fettered if I do.
Wait, like so you go to somebody else's house and you'll take your socks off to have sex in somebody else's house?
Yeah, bro.
That's bizarre. Because I'm not home.
Dude, please tell me you're not playing this up, by the way.
No.
You swear to God?
Like, if I don't have socks on, I'm not putting socks on to have sex.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Genuinely. You got your shoes right there. You can put your socks on.
Sometimes I might even keep my fucking shoes on. Sometimes you never put your shoes on to have more leverage?
Yeah.
And just bang it out because you're like, you can't get grip on the carpet.
We don't stick our wieners out of the pajamas, but we take our socks off.
We're not fucking Dave Chappelle wife swap.
We're not like that.
We're obviously getting naked pajamas.
We don't do that.
See, I mean, it's
but
weird.
We take
thing.
The socks off.
Like, all right, now let me ask you this. What's with the hock spit in the urinal before you piss?
I do spit in the urinal.
I do that.
What is that?
I've never
done
that.
Because you're already pissing in it.
Well, no.
You're already pissing
in
it.
Here's the thing.
It slides
I normally need to.
Yeah, that's the part that makes it even weirder because it's like, all right, it's one thing I'm trying to piss and then you hear someone come next to you and you're like, what the fuck? And white guys always hock spit in the urinal before they pee.
Yo, it's better than Chinese guys. You know what they do?
Dude, they go
snot rocket. I'm not even joking.
They press one side of their nose and go.
Bro, I got really good at
I think though also, like, so you've never been in a situation when having sex where you might have to get up and run?
No. No.
Like, I think that's never fun. And that's just from kids. Like, as a kid.
I didn't fuck till I was 18.
Yeah,
that makes a difference. Yeah.
I lost my virginity at 14.
Okay,
so
okay,
like
that makes
there
a
was,
huge
yeah, I became a dad at 19.
You can't
run.
Really? Okay,
you can't
so you
run
were a
barefoot?
Dad when I was just like my third.
I prefer not to. Like, and that's also a big major reason to have your shoes on because it's like you could be having sex and somebody's
talking
at any given
me,
time, and mom or dad comes
listen,
in.
If a girl is wearing her shoes in my bed, that's disrespectful to me.
Well, that's
right,
but
I can disrespect a woman whenever,
unless you're only fucking her doggy style off the bed. Like, bro, if you're getting in the bed, you gotta take the shoes off. Like, that's disrespectful.
Why not? Not near your bed, but in a hotel, definitely. I might keep my shoes on.
Hotel,
because in a hotel is where you're gonna have fun.
Yeah,
only had sex on my honeymoon in a hotel.
Right. Like, you so even like with the girl with the heels, would you be mad if a girl had heels on the bed?
That's
different,
bro. That's like
bitches is different.
Listen, hold on. That's this much of shoe area. You know
true.
What I mean?
As opposed to dude, I have fucking fat ass feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Like,
all right, but anyway, question two. Why do black guys wear jackets so early in the season?
Oh, it's cooler. Like, you look cooler. You don't want bulges in your pants. Like, if you're gonna, cause when girls grab you,
so your phone, maybe even your phone and wallet and shit, you want to cover it up with a jacket?
No. Like, for me, it's like if you're going to be out, especially if you're going out, right?
Yeah, sure.
When you meet girls. Like, girls get touchy feely.
Yeah.
Girls, so.
Oh, so they want to be able to go, like.
Yeah.
All
you
the
want
way
them
down.
When they touch
and
your
so
legs,
you want,
you want them to be able to touch everything.
Pockets,
yeah, I don't want keys and shit in my pockets dealing with that.
I can see what you're saying.
Sometimes it could be just for storage, you know what I mean? Like, if you have something in your waistline or
extra
that you,
pockets.
You know, right.
Yeah.
Marshall's thing is that he knows a bunch of dudes who are hood.
So, and he said that if you wear a jacket, you can throw, like...
Oh, no, this is a prison thing.
That's a prison thing?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so my boys, when they went to prison, when you wear a jacket, that means you're ready to go to war. Because you got the phone books in your waistband, so you can't run up and stab you. Like, because you got the phone book armor.
Mm-hmm.
And, like... Anytime I'm like, yo, why are you wearing? Like, yo, these people would still wear phone books after they get out of the pen.
Like a lot of stuff that you'll see
people
say
do because you're an individual.
Well, yeah, but I've worn jackets like that also a nonstop, and a lot of it would just be like when I was in high school.
Yeah,
I would leave the house at 7 a.m.
right.
And probably not come home until about 11:00. So okay. Like I was one of those kids. Yeah.
The weather changes throughout the day.
Throughout the day, yeah. Right. As well as it's just where am I going to put it down? Like I also wasn't going inside anywhere either.
I get you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
just like, I'm not going to carry my jacket in my hand like a dickhead. You know what I mean? So I'm just going to have it on and just get used to dealing
wearing
with it. And
yeah.
regulate it. Yeah.
But smoking weed in like random places. Remember when we were kids?
Yes, of course. But by the way,
and right, also we buy fly jackets. So a lot of times it's like you just want to wear a jacket,
like the Montclair.
Yeah.
The Montclair.
I will give you that. Yeah, it's very sick jacket.
As I showed up on an 82-degree day wearing a denim jacket, right?
Yeah. No, that looks sick.
Yeah, because like I showed that. You know what I mean? So that's yeah. it. Now, can I ask y'all one thing?
What
else? Shorts
ask
in the
a
winter,
white guy.
Shorts in the wintertime.
Oh,
never happens.
Yo, that's
doesn't happen right. for me. So,
no,
me no.
Hold on.
Okay.
I'll
be truthful. When I was in Alaska, that shit, like I was in the Army. I was stationed in Alaska for the last 2 years. It'd be -40 and then it'd be like 0 degrees for a couple weeks. It's hot to us. So I'd be wearing shorts and like 0 degrees.
So it's just to soak up the elements more so.
Yeah,
it's just
dude.
Something that you just
yo,
feel like if
but
I can tolerate
white,
it. Take
it is
it
a white guy thing because all my black boys like they'd still be all bundled up and shit like yo, what
boys?
The fuck? Yeah,
that's
but,
pretty racist, Marshall.
But they'd be like, what the fuck are you doing,
right,
bro? I'm like,
right.
yo,
he
it's,
means
it's,
he's his
it's nice out,
right?
Like you know, military underlings,
well, yeah,
right?
Like the squad. You know?
No,
the
what,
squad.
What about
yeah.
you? Have you ever done?
Shorts in the winter?
Yeah.
Not outdoors, never.
Never.
Okay. No?
Never. No, me, no. No, I'm a jeans guy. Actually,
listen,
the
what
fact
if you
that
just
I'm wearing shorts is
your...
very rare.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're around the house, sure.
Well, for
yeah,
sure,
but
yeah.
If you're stepping outside,
when
no.
I go outside, I'm a fucking black jeans or gray jeans guy.
Okay.
Every day.
Yeah. Jeans
yeah.
all
okay.
the time.
Yeah. Okay, but I do have more questions.
Yeah.
Ask a black guy.
Well, the socks is the most important question, in my opinion.
The socks.
Yeah, no, the socks.
Oh, the socks.
Yeah, I've always been wondering that shit.
So you guys, you see it? Porn?
Yeah,
you
know.
Saw it
porn?
All right, so me,
no,
like,
he was in the Army.
I was in the Army, so, like, there's a lot of black people in the Army.
Uh-huh.
And, like, that was just a
probably
common
like, at
argument.
Least 45%.
Like, I was like, yo, you guys wear your socks? Like, yo, you take your socks off? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and black dudes just, wear, some black dudes wear their socks on the beach. Like,
yeah, bro.
They just, like...
Yo, they be wearing fucking sneakers on the beach.
Yeah.
I've seen that shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
All right.
I don't know. It's just weird. It's
my next question, though, is you guys eat pussy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
that was an 80s thing, right?
No, it was a youth thing. Like, I think once I had my first serious girlfriend
that's yes,
yeah.
exactly.
Like, it
yes.
was like, it was like a...
Same here, by
it was
the
a
way.
Connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, that girl I had tattooed on my arm.
Oh,
I actually had to cover it
cute.
Up. But she was, like, the first one I ever ate. And but there was like plenty of them before that I didn't even kiss. You know what I mean? It was just
yeah,
like,
yeah.
oh,
just
it
fuck.
Was,
I got what you're saying.
It was
yeah.
more of a because it
you
wasn't
gonna fucking be a bitch around her,
right? Well, it yeah. was a thing for me. I was pressured. I was pressured into sex.
I
wasn't
I
ready for it. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It was just something that you
was she
had
older?
To do.
Yeah. It's
to,
like hey.
To prove.
Was
like,
she older?
I don't even know.
But
my
around
first
the same age though.
Yeah, but I don't like. Couldn't even
doesn't
really
even
tell
matter.
You the girls like my first experience was literally a girl came to the house and we all took turns going into the room and it was just
yeah.
like if you don't do this
you're a bitch
you know what I mean
yeah.
right
yeah.
you know what I mean like and it's like you don't want to be I'm not even into this girl you know what I mean literally
yeah.
I think like some of the other guys found out later
why didn't we do that
What, gangbang?
Yeah, what the fuck? We're faggots. we all hung together at that age, by the way.
Right. It was weird. Because it literally...
We didn't find no 30-year-old goth bitches.
Right. There was like literally somebody came around with a different kind of energy.
Yeah.
And then they became
like,
the leader.
Yo.
And we all followed that.
You do this
that.
Or it's right. you pussy. Yeah.
Right. Sure, and it's all you're talking about all day long. You got kids 13, 14 years old teasing each other about being virgins. You know what I mean? So you be at the basketball court,
motherfucking
clowning you so hard about being a virgin, you might have to physically fight a motherfucker to get him off you. Yeah. And you so tired of dealing with that, you be like, look, I'll fuck anything. I just want to be able to come outside and not be ridiculed. So it was a form of bullying, but it was like, it helped establish a pecking order. You know what I mean? So that's the thing.
It's like that alpha, like testosterone, like growing up. It's like, oh, you ain't got
no pussy.
You a pussy. You know what I mean?
Right.
From there, it's like, if you get pussy, it's like, you think you beat me up?
Dude, there are dudes that I've had sex with girls with that are gay now. You know what I mean? So it's like, they were gay the whole time. Yeah. It's just the environment they were in.
And they were just like, I would not dare fuck the bitch because I don't want to seem like a fag.
Exactly.
Yeah. Here's a real question. How many trains have you run?
Not many.
Two or three.
Yeah, I'll give you that, yeah.
Okay,
but, yeah,
that's normal.
It's weird now because I have daughters. You know what I mean. Yeah. So now
it's problematic.
No, hold on. It's different though.
No,
like,
shut up.
Well, problematic. Here's the thing, because it's not. I can honestly say those girls wanted to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they love you guys.
Yeah,
they love you guys.
No, I'm not even being funny.
But they were just a little bit misguided and looking for different attention.
And
right?
Like
you
that.
Know, like oh they
my
might
God,
have.
Guys
really,
are giving me
well,
attention.
No, no.
They
no,
might
no,
really
no,
like
no, one guy. Let me and all the homies hit it, and you'll be part of our shit.
Or no, you'll be my girl if you let all my friends
hit it.
The
team hit it.
She really wanted to be that guy. Girl, so she fell for it. You know what I mean? But that's the game we all play as we get older.
Oh yeah, bro.
You know
like that's how it is.
Not
like.
My game, but. That was a fucking
homo.
How do we get there? We're still on the sex question. You didn't get the third question.
Oh, we got one more. The last one is. this is the last one I want to ask. What do you think about white people cooking?
Do you think they not put enough seasoning?
Yeah, I don't put enough seasoning. I don't think y'all are wrong.
I think it's different. Either.
It's just different. Yeah. Because that seasoning is killing us. I'm not going to hold you. Black people, listen. Black people are killing themselves.
But do black people at least recognize like Gordon Ramsay's and Mario Batali and
Emeril Lagasse?
I'm
sure some do. Yeah, but I can understand.
But
what you're describing
isn't
even
people.
What you're describing isn't even a white black thing.
Yeah, because
that's a rich poor thing. You know what I mean?
Well, no, I'm poor.
But
trust
what I'm saying, paying attention to Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon
Ramsay.
Yeah, of course. No, but let me say this is that I just had over. My wife is good friends with a girl from Mattapan.
Okay.
Where Mattapan is like the hoodest part
she's
of Massachusetts.
Cute.
Okay.
Yeah, Marshall hit on her, of course.
Oh,
by the way,
she's
black, obviously.
Right.
But she had our cooking, and she was like, "Oh shit, this is good." and I was like, "Of course, like
right.
I'm fucking working class.
Nah,
like I'm with you."
That.
Well, let me ask you this: how do you guys feel about black people food? Like, how do you feel about soul food?
I die for it.
Really?
I die.
So
for
y'all
it.
Don't ever eat it and be like, "God damn,
no,
this shit is way
no,
too
I
sweet."
I want
enough
it.
Okay.
I want it every day of my life.
Okay.
Like, there's a Jamaican breakfast place in Stone Center that's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your Jamaican breakfast.
We're dying for it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you guys have been dying for it for a long time because
you look at the trade was all based off of spices and shit to begin with.
The triangle trade.
Like, motherfuckers wanted spices and flavor to shit.
Oh,
well, I don't know
yeah.
if you know this, and this is kind of a controversial opinion, just saying. Actually, I could be under controversial opinions.
Sure. Opinions. Yeah, let's hear it.
But white and black slaves in the South grew up together.
Yeah.
And they kind of like literally they created a culture, and that is like shithead lower class people, white and black,
throughout the whole country. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You talking about like with like brewing alcohol scum, and all that kind of shit?
Yeah, exactly. Like making fucking barbecue.
Jim Beam.
Barbecue. Jim Beam barbecue.
But that's that whiskey, it was a slave's recipe.
It was a black guy who and a white guy brewed it because he had the ability to buy the fucking stills for it.
Right,
yeah.
Right, right.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's 100%. Like, that's the thing. It's like poor people throughout the fucking, no matter what race they are, is
yeah, survival, survival.
Yeah, exactly, man. You know, that's so why we all do what we gotta do.
Right. You know? So that's
just had this in an audience where I had a guy who was sitting up front, and I think he said it was from Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to stretch out while people were paying their checks. But this guy told us one of the things that he enjoys is a thing called Testicle Festival. Has anyone heard of this?
BDSM? It's not BDSM.
I'm assuming it has to do with Rocky Mountain oysters, right?
Fuck out of here.
It's literally, it's somewhere down south where they're just snipping testicles off of steers, deep frying them, and they spend the weekend just eating them. And now the black people.
Listen, I know that's the white people.
And they're like not having it anyway.
Nuts, right? Like what the fuck? And then I had to explain to black people. I said, "Well, black people, all right, how many of you guys eat Scrapple?" And they like,
dude, Scrapple has rocks.
Well, that's different though. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay.
What's a Scrapple?
Scrapple is just like the remaining pieces of the pig that weren't used for choice cuts. Okay. So it could be anything. It could literally be testicles in there. You don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
eyeballs,
ears.
Don, if you remember in Don, if you remember,
chocolate
sorry,
rain.
If Don, if you remember in the movie, what's it called? A Dirty Shame. That's what they're eating for breakfast every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's Scrapple.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's why I asked it. And then I asked the black people in the audience whether or not they ate chitlins. And then we eat chitlins. And I'm like,
delicious.
So you'll eat a pig's ass, but not his balls. Do you understand how homophobic that is? You know what I mean? Like, clearly, two different people are scraping the carcass down to the bare bones of it. And now we're going to break down what's better, the ass or the balls? Like, this is fucking ridiculous.
I'm not going to lie. Ass is better than balls.
Not the first time I've heard you say that.
Shit. Go on.
But that's what we do. You know, we break it down, right? You know, I mean, you guys have a cat walking around here. There are other places where they eat cat. You know, we eat cow over here. There's some places where they worship the cow.
Yeah.
My grandma, she's from Thailand. So we would eat like pig intestine all the time, or chicken intestine, pig asshole, fucking pig's feet. You ever eat pig's feet?
Nah.
It's pretty tasty.
It's pretty good,
not
though.
Even a lie.
It's all congealed, though.
I was
though.
Hanging out with him as a kid.
So, what does congealed even mean?
Like,
it got fatter. It got chunkier.
It's like jelly, so you gotta eat through the jelly to get to the meat. Like,
God,
but that shit is good,
damn,
though.
That sounds
like
gross,
it is pretty tasty.
I bet it is. I think I'm past. That's something
listen,
I would have had
listen,
to learn
I'm
as a kid.
I
would have had to learn as a kid.
I'm not blaming you for not liking it.
Yo, could you imagine? Like, what if we heard jokes that Indians were making about us eating cows? Like
I know.
Could that be offensive
dude,
to us?
These fucking Americans eating God.
Right.
Did they worship cows?
Yeah.
They worship bison, not cows.
Who gives a shit? Go on, finish your story. Then we'll take a break.
I've had a bison burger.
We'll take a break.
Bison burgers are pretty good. All I'm saying is, like, I like to eat the fish heads. Do you eat full fried fish?
No, but I have eaten a fish that still had the tail and the face and everything on it. I just ate around that.
You guys
don't
eat a full fried fish?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's how they eat. That's how they eat in islands, bro.
Right.
Like,
because at least you know it's a fish. Like, I don't eat the eyeball, but I don't have a problem eating a fish that has the head still on it. I can still eat the bottom with the head. I don't care that the eye is there.
Good.
Like, I'm not
a lot of people get
it feels like it's looking at me.
Yeah, they freak out. Like, honestly, the best meat is in the head. You gotta eat from the cheeks, and then, like, there's a little head pocket right
see,
here.
See, that's the thing that is fascinating to me. Like, when you understand how close some people are to a savage thing. You know what I mean?
For sure.
You said your mom is
Thai?
She lived over there?
Yeah, born there.
So she's already a different
type of human
species.
Yeah. No, like, you know, like, you saw how much
we didn't understand at the table, but right. Your mom's another fucking
and you gotta understand, like, all right, you're how old?
27.
20, okay, so your parents met, like, post beef with, like, the Southeast Asia. But I don't think it was at a time where white people were racially insensitive towards Southeast Asia.
No, they sure
were. So, they were, though.
So for your dad right to cross that line...
This is right after Vietnam.
Right, but your dad's right kind after. Of a savage to go, like, I'm going in there to see what that's hitting for. You know what I mean? Like everybody was kind of like, all right, well, we're okay with them living next door. Your dad's like, I'm going to fuck one. You know what I mean? Wrong.
Get some
with
of that
no
shit.
Condom. Like, whoa, right?
Yo, I'm fucking dumping
right.
That shit.
So, like, whatever well, she well, introduced God. Him to,
listen, you're going to dump a fucking so, baby.
Right.
Shut the fuck. My dad is straight up Irish from Charlestown.
Right.
I don't know
the
if you
town.
Know.
The town.
Do you
the
know
town.
Charlestown?
But the movie's know. The town.
Okay, okay.
You may or may not. You may no. or may not have to cut this.
Are you no, going you to be in the town night?
But there was a major armored car bank robbery that happened in '91.
Right.
That was my great uncle.
Right.
And
oh, Brady, let him flex nuts now.
Hey, man, I'm proud of it, bro. Like they got away with like $10 million.
Okay.
But that was my great uncle.
It was like the Lufthansa heist.
Yes. But it was a bunch of like Irish kids from Charlestown, and they contacted
Charlestown.
Yeah, when I was a baby or like a toddler, they would I remember this. The FBI would come to my grandma's house every other fucking week for mm-hmm. like 5 years straight to see if my great uncle contacted her.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, man, they got away.
Oh yeah, they got away.
That's good.
Hell yeah, bro.
Or like you'd like to think they got away too. That's
no,
the
they did.
Point.
No, they
because
did.
Because even if you don't know, that's why it's legendary. Because if he got caught and did time and then just had to come home and struggle,
and he's dead. Yeah,
yeah.
You wouldn't want to tell that story at all now,
no,
would you?
No,
you'd
be like, no.
Yeah,
no,
I'm proud of jail, I'm proud of him in the bank. Bro. He's just a loser now. You
yeah,
know what
bro.
I mean? Like, all
yeah.
right.
I'm proud that he all right, did that. All right,
all right. Let's take a piss.
All right,
we'll come back
too.
And we'll talk about the Goonies.
I'm AP first. I've been drinking beer.
Burb. 3, 2, 1. Fuck yeah.
All right, I'm just fucking saying. You know, some fucking Puerto Rican. Oh,
yeah.
And he was like way more... He was dressing way more black when he was hanging out with Pete and Ricky. You know,
sure,
just acting
sure,
more
yeah,
like a black dude.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think he was still going by Luis at that time. You know what I mean?
Luis. So,
then I would see him, and the first time I saw him without a hat on...
I'm like, yo.
Holy shit. Is that the same guy? Yeah. And I said that like out loud. So then every time when I saw him after that, he was just always really cold and distant. You know what I mean? And I thought I had maybe offended him or some shit like that. But it turns out he was just always high or on drugs or going through something. He just didn't register.
Nah, he took that to offense because we use this as a meme already. Where I went into a rant where I was like, yo, if you're over a certain age and wear like hat is part of your fucking outfit every day,
right, right.
You bald.
Most New Yorkers have that. Yeah. I'm thinning out on my shit up here too.
Are you?
Yeah.
No, I'm six, call you bald.
I'm 6'2", so it's hard for my folks to really see it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
True, true.
But you know what I'm talking about. If you over 30 and hat is part of that daily outfit, motherfucker, you going bald.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, bro.
All right,
it is what it is.
Are we rolling?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the Goonies.
Goonies. Good enough.
I said a booty trap.
Oh yeah, Data.
Data.
That guy did 3 movies and he should be like do you think I feel like
that was the first
Asian
thing I
want to
bring up.
Cancel
yeah.
the shit out of him right now. Like you
yeah.
know based on that.
He's like how you have Korea?
And it'd be great if he was just a white guy.
he's
yellow
the dude
face.
From fucking, have you ever seen Short Circuit?
Yeah! The white guy who just dressed up as an Indian
just
dude.
Oh my God.
And the sad part is, I didn't even notice that. Like, until someone pointed that out, I didn't even know. I thought that was a legitimate Indian guy, because I don't think I had ever seen one before.
Was he Indian or Inuit?
No, he's
a white guy.
He's a Chinese.
He was a white guy painted like a Indian
short,
guy on Short Circuit.
Yeah, but
no, he's Jewish.
Yeah, I didn't give
he's
a fuck.
He's a fucking Oy Vey. Fucking,
yeah. But who noticed? If you, that movie.
I swear to God, I had no idea when I was a kid.
If you were over 10 watching that movie, you're fucking retarded. Yeah. You understand that. It's a movie about a goddamn robot that like learns human traits. Like that fucking
input.
Movie.
Input.
Yeah.
Input.
That movie was
he goes with butts.
Right. Who does that appeal to? I don't know. We're talking about the wrong fucking movie right now.
We should talk about that a little bit too.
That because I mean, it's insane. Because not only the fact that there was two of them, Short Circuit 1 and 2, and we never got a sequel to The Goonies. That's fucked up.
Right. Well, let's talk about The Goonies.
Right, yeah, hold on, real quick. So another movie that I almost jerked off to before I jerked off to was Weird Science.
Of course there was boobs in that fucking movie. Obviously, we all jerked off to that.
You could print up a hot 80s bitch right then and there. That was fucking awesome.
By the way, her tits pointed upwards. By the way, and she wore that like same like fucking shitty like shell looking bra.
She's a computer generated. She doesn't get no stinky ass. Okay, you can eat her ass. It'll be all right.
Anyway, so The Goonies.
The Goonies. Yeah.
First thing I wanted to ask you is, which bitch out of those would you want to fuck more, the blonde one or the one with the glasses?
I think the one with the glasses.
Dude, me too.
What about the redhead?
That's the blonde one. She was like a strawberry blonde. I think movies like that is why I don't go for the hottest girl. I don't want. I want the friend.
Well, no, I just know my place.
No, it wasn't even about knowing the place. It was just like, because remember Brad.
It's like she ain't getting
Brad,
no. She ain't getting no dick. So well, I might as well
Brad
give it to
liked
her.
The girl.
She definitely needs
and Brad
it.
Had
she
to go through a lot to get it. Like, you know what I mean? Like the guy kept beating him up and throwing him off cliffs.
What's that all night thing? He was like, I'm gonna die for the pussy. It's the pussy challenge. And
what are you talking about?
With Instagram, what I do for the pussy. I call it. I follow this fucking train of thought. I don't know how.
This fucking idiot.
But Brad, he really. Because remember, he suffered probably the most in that movie.
So, can we talk, who's the main guy? What's his name?
Rudy.
The fat kid? No, the main Rudy. Character. There's what's his actor name?
Josh Brolin.
Josh.
No, Corey.
Rudy.
It was not Corey Feldman. It was Corey Haim.
No,
Corey
Haim
was not in this movie.
Corey Haim was not in this movie.
Yes, it was. Who
no,
was
he wasn't.
Oh, no. I'd be thinking that's the same dude.
Yeah,
okay.
It's Rudy.
Rudy's name is what?
I forget.
Okay, but that's the guy.
Yeah,
that's the main
Rudy.
Guy.
Let me pull the IMDb.
And he ended up kissing the hot girl.
Hell yeah. Because he's Rudy. It's like you
she
kiss,
liked it.
You know, you kiss him now while he's short and not before he's like old short.
But the one with the glasses seemed like she was really fucking.
Yeah, she was down.
She was down.
The other one
was
DTF.
She
was
DTF, dude.
Yeah.
Dude,
you know who else was fucking?
She was wrapping her fucking ankles around
mom.
God's butt.
Yeah, bro.
Who was running up in that? She had three sons.
Yo, definitely the sons.
Three sons.
Yo, definitely Sloth.
I'm just curious.
Sean asked Sean Astin, a.k.a. fucking Samwise Gamgee.
Yeah.
From fucking
yo, Sean Astin. No,
he was
Rudy.
The main ass dude.
Yeah, Rudy.
Yeah, he was Rudy.
He's
Rudy.
Yeah, Rudy.
Yeah, Rudy
Ritter. Right, it's Rudy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
not just
that.
That movie had everything.
Do you know who's secretly in it that we were arguing about?
We fucking lost our minds.
Did you watch
when
Sopranos?
We realized that fucking.
Did you watch Sopranos growing up?
Yeah,
of course.
Did you know Ralphie had a wig?
What?
Ralphie was one of the two bad guys. There's
Sopranos.
Josh Brolin and there's Ralph Cifaretto.
Oh, he's one of the
bad guys. But before he got his nose job.
Oh,
yes.
So that's why we were blown away.
Ralphie.
Oh, wow.
Remember Tony
I don't remember any of the Fratelli's names.
Right, close your ears.
Spoilers.
Tony Soprano shoots him in the face with a shotgun,
mm-hmm.
puts him in the bathroom, and realizes he's wearing a fucking toupe.
Hmm.
So Tony Soprano's. Can you realize? Did you know fucking Ralphie had a tube?
Wow,
that's
a really bad.
Do you realize Ralphie wanted to pay?
Yeah, you got the gabagool.
Jesus Christ, it's a retirement community.
Hey, yo, Billy. You got the gabagool.
Yeah, very difficult situation.
Very difficult situation. No, but,
he's also, like, he is the bad guy in Matrix. Where he's like,
also,
this state,
yeah.
I don't care. That this steak isn't real.
Ignorance
I like
is bliss.
Yes, which honestly, if I was in the Matrix,
that,
I would feel
weird.
The same way, bro.
Because that guy, he was old in the Goonies too.
Yeah,
he's been old for a long time. That's what
he
had.
By the way, he got a fucking nose job.
He had a toupee in the Goonies too, right?
Yes, he did.
He was bald already.
This is pre nose job.
Mm.
Yes,
so he looks way different.
So we were like, oh my god.
Yo, that rhinoplastin's really good.
What else did I want to say?
Oh, about so movie? I had it. My first like real girlfriend. She was a Jew. Mm-hmm. She had rhinoplasty.
Oh my god! Oh, and she Jesus. Still had are we Jew. Talking about Schlobin?
Yes, she still had a Jew nose after that.
Afterwards,
like, yeah, I was like,
she had still had a hook.
Yeah, I look at Ralphie and I'm like, yo, what did your nose look like before? What the fuck?
I mean, he is Joe Pantoliano. He's probably an Italian, not a Jew.
Yeah, that's
for what it's worth.
He's got the Italian hump.
The eye tie.
The Sicilian kick.
What were we just saying? Sorry, I gotta go back in my notes.
Goonies.
Buried treasure. Did anybody go on an adventure?
Alright, so.
Trying to be like that?
Oh, one of the. No.
This seems like a town where they have flags on their bikes. Did you guys have flags on your bikes?
Hell
no. We didn't have flags on our bikes. But we were like the last generation, because we're all like 20. I'm 27, they're like 28, 29. We were the last generation to like walk home from school.
Right. And after that, I think you can also agree with this as far as you have kids, is that kids need to be fucking watched all the time now.
No, it's not just that,
nah,
dude.
I was just as mature.
So? No, listen, I think it's just like,
it's the times.
Who the fuck is you're taking a good kids? Fucking dad then?
No, it's the times, man.
I mean, my kids walk home from camp and stuff like that. School is different, right now? But like, yeah, they got
they're vulnerable now.
Well, I mean, shit.
I mean, how far is it?
You can't protect them forever.
Yeah. How old are they?
15 and 8.
Your 15-year-old's fine.
The 15-year-old's definitely fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure she's fucking.
Yeah. Right? Well, all right, settle down. I don't want to go that far.
I know what I was doing at 15.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. But not I was me, walking but home when I was 8. And, you know, like,
yeah, girl, at 8 I had a key. Listen, I kept losing the key, but I had a key.
But same, by the way.
You knew about that white van and not to get into it.
Yeah, you just didn't talk to strangers.
But it wasn't that big of a deal.
You came home, you locked the door.
Exactly.
And I'll be honest with you, in the entire time that I was home alone, nobody ever tried to come in the house.
Absolutely not. Mailman, maybe.
But if it ever happened, they always made sure you knew about it. And the crazy thing is, like, all right, I went to jail once on felony kidnapping charges. It
for
was
what?
For going to the movies with my daughter, and her mom changed her mind.
How long?
So, what a bitch, by
this
the
was,
way.
This was like 2010, so it's like, understand, when they report stuff on the news of like, oh, like even now when I see an Amber Alert, I automatically assume that's
she's
some
dead.
Bitch. That's some bitch being that's a some cunt. Bitch. Who's disagreeing with the dad taking the kid off?
Of the time,
no.
I personally
go to worst case scenario.
We get alerts every time it happens, and we're thinking, "Yo, it's crazy. People out here taking kids." I don't think people are really taking kids like that.
But,
like,
but me,
I mean, it does happen.
Listen,
but not usually.
I go, Amber Alert. Oh, this kid's fucking dead already. Like, this sucks. You know what I mean? Like, you never know.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. Like, then I, like sometimes, like if you're in a state like Pennsylvania, it's a long state.
All the way to Kentucky.
Why would you give me an Amber Alert about something that happened in Pittsburgh and I'm in Philadelphia? Like, there's nothing I can do about that. You know,
Yeah. Oh,
just be on the lookout.
Okay. Yeah,
you gotta take it into perspective, Marshall.
And drove all the way to like this.
Marshall, you gotta take it into perspective that Massachusetts is like legit, like a pretty small state.
Yeah, it is.
Like, even though we have, like, out west where my wife's from.
Dude, that's like yeah, I call his wife, like, I'm like, yo, you're
just
on
a yokel-ass bitch.
Yeah, local ass. I'm like, yo, you ain't like
but it's
seafood.
Literally only an hour away.
Wow.
No, tell us that's like, yo, way out west, living in farm.
Way out west.
Yeah. Fucking farm.
No, but anyway, I did want to mention, though, about Marshall says that he thinks that Chunk is the inspiration for Cartman.
Absolutely.
In South Park. Absolutely.
Chunk? Yeah, Cartman. Go ahead, elaborate.
Fucking spill, dickhead.
Both fat kids that are a little bit abrasive, and they're both wearing red
hoodies.
Oh,
you talking about Chunk.
And
I thought you said Sloth.
No.
All right.
Chunk and the Goonies. He's definitely Cartman.
Okay. Yeah,
red hoodie.
He's
fat. He's abrasive.
He's
not the other kids
too.
Really like him, but they accept him.
But he just shows up.
Exactly.
That motherfucker bars in the door.
And then they also count on him at one point because remember when they go down into the
Well,
fucking,
he brings Sloth.
Yeah,
for sure.
And he but never
stops
talking.
Remember when they go down into the fireplace and they're like, "Oh, Chunk's gonna go like save us," like, and then Chunk ends up just fucking getting caught
right away.
Immediately,
yeah, yeah.
By the way, they got Mississippi mud and they got grape.
Like I wonder. Cause is there really grape ice cream, or was he just bad at improvising his lines?
I'm thinking, it's a Three Ninjas situation. Yeah,
they have to have grape. They gotta have to have grape ice cream.
Okay, I've never seen. Or
I would love grape ice cream.
I have access to grape edibles. They got the flavor.
I love the fact that like that kid. Dude, one of the lines that he had when they were like, "Oh, Chunk, with your lies." Is this more amazing than the time when you...
Carmen,
When Janet Jackson, we said Michael Jackson came to your house to use the bathroom. And he goes, okay. Michael Jackson never came to my house to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
But his sister did. Like, what the fuck?
Yo.
Why are you lying to your friends?
Yo, back then, who's sexier, Janet or LaToya?
LaToya
because
LaToya is actually... No, I'm going to tell you
100% why.
She was too young.
Because there was a documentary that came out or something, and then they went on television to talk about it on one of those like Current Affairs or Oprah or whatever.
Yeah.
And I remember my mom pointing out LaToya sitting with her legs open. And when my mom pointed out, like, why is she sitting like that on fucking television?
And you were like,
and I just started staring at her crotch. And then after that,
I'm all
LaToya has been.
Yeah. You know who one of my first crushes that was a celebrity? She's black, but she just so happens to be black. It was Aaliyah back in the day.
Aaliyah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I loved Aaliyah, man. Like,
Aaliyah, up until the day she died.
You think she would have
augmented anything?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because she had no titties, no ass.
Who cares,
bro? Everybody's getting a fake ass and titties nowadays.
But that's the thing. She was natural, but she can tell she was a good girl. You know what I mean? Like,
a good girl.
She's a good girl.
You know, like, she was having sex with like a lot of people, like,
yeah, like Timbaland and shit like that.
Genuine R. Kelly,
R. Kelly. Yeah, but still, bro.
Why don't you come back to America with Robert?
But here's the thing.
Maybe she also died at 21 years old.
So. Can you say Aaliyah is a child at 14 if she's going to be dead at 21? Like, literally, she's two-thirds of her life. So, like, she's kind of like an adult for whatever she is.
Bro,
she grew up
you're taking a pretty hard stance, but I'm in it with you. I would have married Aaliyah.
Jesus' mom had him at, like, 13.
Right.
And I think, I don't know, she might have died at like 18 or whatever. So it was like, you know, back then.
I don't think she necessarily died, but she did bring Jesus up at age 18. Yes.
Well, yeah, she never came back.
We kissed his dead body.
Oh, she was still there when he died?
She was still there when he died, yeah.
Oh, he was 33 when he died.
He was 30, so okay. Let's talk about what she was up to. But that's the thing. They don't talk about what Jesus did in the meantime.
Yeah, because we all know that, and it's because Jesus had his years. Because
Jesus
is
some bad
shit.
I think Jesus did some bad shit. No, actually, supposedly Jesus like smited a bunch of dudes.
Of course,
yeah.
Of course,
wouldn't you?
Yeah, of course, he fucking would. Yeah,
it's like, yo,
and
fuck you.
Yeah, man, he was a carpenter. He was jacked.
Yeah,
girls loved that. They always loved that.
Dude, Jesus was buff.
Yo, Jesus got earnest, bro.
Jesus fucked. Yo, Jesus fucked a lot, dude. Jesus was fucking mad bitches.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
When they do shit like when he comes to town and they wash his feet with their hair.
Yeah, they're like,
that comes with pussy also.
Yeah,
that comes
bro.
With pussy.
Hell
Let's
yeah.
Go off on this a little bit. But yeah, dude, Jesus fucking got mad bitches fucking. Jesus had one bitch fucking sucking one nut, and he had another bitch sucking another nut. And
what I love too is the fact that there were no condoms back then.
You know, hell
so
yeah.
Just know how many illegitimate children Jesus left behind.
But he had fucking John the Baptist pouring fucking holy water. He blessed.
Just tricking them out of their money. Yeah. Look, we need a little bit more money. I'm gonna come back and get you as soon as I come back.
I don't know if you know this, but the reason
don't ask no questions.
Also, you gotta figure now. Do you think he learned that more from his mom or from his dad? Because,
dude, like his dad was Jesus.
Yeah, his dad is a sucker.
Can we talk?
His
dad. Can we talk about his dad for a second?
Hang on.
Shut up, Faggot. His dad was like, "Oh Jesus, my wife's pregnant. I have no idea why my wife's pregnant, and I haven't fucked her in 3 weeks."
Or was he saying that because she was
good going at?
Well, probably because she was 13 is why he was saying.
Hell yeah,
she was. So maybe there were problems with pedophilia back then.
Back then it didn't matter though.
You don't think so?
Nah.
Because they seem pretty irresponsible.
Like, back then, it was your first period.
I feel like by then...
Well, what did they do up until she was pregnant? Like, Jesus is... He still took 9 months to manifest. So, like, they never found a place to stay.
He pretended he was a normal baby, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, "Oh, I'm a fucking normal baby.
Right.
I gotta pop out at 9 months." By the way, Jesus was a kike. Just saying.
Oh, yeah, obviously. He was. Yeah.
Deaf. So, can we not acknowledge the fact that Jesus wasn't pulling the eyes over everyone?
I like Jesus. He's a
good
story.
No, he's the shit. He's the shit.
Great.
Yeah, but he's the best Jew that ever was.
Super
Jew.
Yeah. Super Jew. He's like, I'm gonna get all your sins, and I'm gonna suck them all up, and I'm gonna make you all innocent.
So is that what Captain Planet was based on? Jesus?
No,
suck up all this pollution.
The
pollution being sent.
Yeah, you know, he was based on that like climate control, Greta Thunberg.
You have stolen my childhood.
Yeah, you know what? I went to her Twitter and then scrolled all the way down to her first tweet.
And
she just started tweeting in 2018.
Did you say the N-word?
No, she didn't.
That'd
I was looking. But what teenager knew that they were going to be this kind of figure and never tweeted anything appropriate?
Exactly.
Never.
She
doesn't have any friends that she's just joking around with. Her bio. Like, you look at a 16-year-old girl... Instagram or anything, they're just, it's just like fucking hearts and all of this goofy shit.
Yeah.
You're gonna tell me this girl is that advanced, and what girl? This girl is also, and like, she's like,
also, dude,
she's
I was gonna say she is ugly.
No, she's like, she's got a clear face.
No,
she's
overweight. What are you talking about?
Dude.
She has alcohol fetal syndrome.
Yeah, definitely, dude.
You're talking about her shape. Okay,
yes.
That's fine.
Yes, she's got a potato head.
But
she's
also Swedish.
She's
Swedish. So, you know, that's a whole different skull.
They're garbage.
Yeah. But
she
ain't American.
Right. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? But usually when you find activist women like that, their, you know, teeth are a little bit out of place, they're overweight.
Fish mouth.
Right. Even like that guy, you see the video that I did on a guy that just won America's Got Talent. Totally convinced that that's on the up and up either. I don't know anybody with autism.
Oh, let me just show you this guy that's horrible looking.
Right.
And let me just get him in there, and everyone's going to clap him.
But he wasn't horrible looking. That's the thing. He's a beautiful man. And it's like,
considering for what he is.
But that's the thing. What autistic person do you know that doesn't have acne from digging in their butt and rubbing it in their eyes and all kinds of stuff
like
that?
Dude, look at my face
This kid, you're telling me this blind autistic kid, it has the facial regimen better than all four of us non-autistic adults at this table. Is that what you're going to tell me?
I'm with you.
That kid brushes and flosses with his autistic self way better than all four of us.
Well, I will. Can I break your theory a little bit?
Go ahead, please.
Is that the fucking NBC makeup crew was like, okay,
nah. Because that is, that you can't, that man is perfectly symmetrical, man.
All right,
Have you ever tried to introduce an autistic person to something like a haircut?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Man, I'm just saying.
I got a boy. I won't say what his name is. You both know him.
Right.
But it's hard to fucking introduce him to a social situation.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're telling me this autistic person who sat down in front of a whole crew of hair and makeup people and he sat perfectly still to get a perfect haircut and a perfect facial? I'm not buying it, dude. I'm not buying it.
I see your point, but also at the same time, that bitch needs her fucking face pushed in. Just saying.
Yeah, but anyway, she's definitely a grown woman. She's a grown woman.
Just like, shut up. Yeah. All right. The Goonies. I'm going to do my review right now.
All right, hurry up.
I like this movie. It was a fun night last night. You and I watched it, Marshall. Look, there's nothing deep to this movie, but there's a couple funny scenes, and also I wanted to say that I wanted to say this one thing about the movie is that there's one point they go into the tomb, and they dig
Chester
up
their cup of pot. Or One Eye Willie.
No.
One Eye Willie.
I like some amazing fucking names.
Hold on, I like that reference, One Eye Willie.
One Eye Willie's a dick, by the way, obviously.
And that's what those children were looking for.
Yeah. Right.
No, Martin Sheen was one of the coins. Do you remember that?
Yes.
One of the coins is Martin Sheen. This is what tipped me off to go ding, 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 pedophilia. Martin Sheen's kids both were raped. Like, absolutely. Like, if you read any Emilio Estevez was deaf raped by fucking Hollywood execs.
What about Charlie?
I was going to say, Corey Feldman wrote in an article that he was that Corey Haim was raped by a person on the set of Lucas, which is starring Charlie Sheen. So this movie is like slapping us in the face with pedophilia.
So it was Epstein Hollywood jokes that they already knew,
exactly.
And they decided to make fun of it. Wow, yeah. And we were kids,
and we had no fucking idea.
That's like I recently watched this, rewatched this pageant, this New Year's Rotten Eve pageant that Howard Stern did.
Oh,
in 1993.
Yeah, I know what it is. Yeah, of course.
Remember the Michael Jackson skit at the beginning of that
thing? Absolutely.
I recently watched that again as an adult, and I'm like, oh my God! Like, this was such a wide joke that it was like,
yeah, I was a kid and I had no idea.
But that was widely viewed by a lot of people and just laughed at. Like, so the Michael Jackson shit, they clearly knew about that in 92.
Dude, when we're all 55, we're gonna be looking back at fucking the Goonies and being like, yeah, they were rubbing in our faces with the rape.
Probably, yeah.
But that said, movie's okay.
Great fucking movie.
I'm gonna give it a 5.5.
Great.
Oh, so by the way, the way we work is
it's different.
The way our scoring system is 5 is you should watch, and above that you should extra watch, and below that you shouldn't watch.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Well, so 5 is a baseline. Guys, you should watch.
Make sure,
so I'm
make
giving
sure
it 5.5.
Seven Ninja Kids gets us. If they can watch it and hit me up, I'm Dave Temple across all social media platforms. I need to talk to somebody about this goddamn movie.
Listen, I have Blue Cross Blue Shield. I can hook you up with somebody. Anyway, Marshall, go ahead.
Oh, so the Goonies. Classic movie. Everybody's seen it pretty much. Am I right?
Yes, absolutely.
Everybody that's our age. But when we rewatched it, there's something about it, like the last half of the movie, that really charms me, and that's the actual set design of One-Eyed Willie's ship.
Yes, this is a big point, yeah.
And we were both saying it reminds us of a Disney ride.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes. Like, what about this, Dave?
Like, it reminds me of like a Disney, like Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean or something like that, where it makes you be able to like disperse your current... Like your what's it called?
Imagination.
Yeah, it lets you go with your imagination. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, dude. Well, obviously they purposely dyed that water in the lagoon blue.
Obviously, yeah.
It looks like a very obvious movie set.
It's not like this is real, and that's good.
I like that though.
Even the concept of running from your troubles at home, running because the troubles were at home. These kids literally ran away to a fantasy place.
Right.
A fantasy place. And
that's
they were
just
chased.
Like Disney.
Yeah, they were literally chased by the Fratellis to a water slide that launched them off.
That's right.
And who did not see that as a kid and go,
That's awesome.
I
would totally
love to. I have this on my notes, by the way, is that I used to rent this movie as a kid at Yankee Video in Easton, Massachusetts, and I used to just fast forward to the part where they go down the water slide. And
yeah, we used to just watch that part, just to watch that part, and sing the song.
I used to just fast forward.
That was one I used to do a lot, and the bike scene in E.T. I used to watch that over and over again because it was just like, fuck all that other shit. I don't care about anything. I want to see this water slide. I don't want to see these guys jump these bikes and then fly over the police car.
I also used to watch Willy Wonka as soon as they start. He does the roll.
Yeah.
He does Go on.
Finish. Right. This has been dope. I hate to be a dick, but it's fine after I got it.
We literally have 2 seconds left.
Okay.
Finish. Dave, you go next, and we'll leave while you're. We'll finish off while you're gone.
I'm just giving my rating on it.
Yep. Just giving your rating. 5 out of 10.
It's a classic to me. I give it the 5. You know, 5.5 is.
No. You can give it more if you want.
Yeah, you said 5 out of 10.
I said that's what it is.
It's 5 out of 10.
You like it more?
It's out of 10?
It's out of 10.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was a 10 for me because I fucking love it. It's a classic to me. You know, especially if you get the one with the squid. If you see the one where the squid is not cut out, because that was another thing that America. Desensitized it, and they thought the squid was too scary and too violent of a thing. Yeah. So.
All right. Pause real quick.
Okay.
We'll just say goodbye to Dave. All right. So, Marshall, finish.
All right. So.
Oh, by the way, thanks very much to Dave Temple for coming. I'm Dave Temple at all social media. Stop.
Let's start again.
Say it.
It's distracting me. Stop.
I literally turn him all the way down.
Okay.
All
right.
Do it.
Stop.
Come on.
Just stop.
Go. Just go.
Unpopular opinion show at unpopular opinion show on Instagram and all that shit. He was a really good fucking sport for hanging out with us for a few. And he's also really funny.
Yeah.
So, and he's cool. So, anyway, Marshall, finish your fucking chest beating review.
So, I'd probably give this a 6.5. Just because it brings up nostalgia. And I think every little kid should watch this movie at least once. Just for the set design of it. It's pretty cool. And Sloth is like every retard we've all met in real life. Am I right?
We sure. We've been.
I wasn't Sloth.
I was never Sloth.
No, I'm saying every retard we met.
You talking about Chunk?
In real life. No, Sloth.
What are you talking about?
Dude, Booniac Kid.
He was like Sloth?
Yeah,
dude. I don't know about that.
Or the Downey that would hit his head against the wall. That was pretty sloth-like.
Dude, what are you talking about?
Any of the Mongols.
All right, Don, what's your review?
All right. I kind of feel like I missed the boat on this movie because I didn't see it at a young age. Like
I saw it as a kid.
All the rest of you did.
When I was a kid, like legit, like when I was a kid, I used to just like rent it all the time and just fast forward to like the fun part.
The first time I saw this was, it was on TV, and I kind of knew the reputation that the movie had, that people really, really liked it. And I just didn't really see, I didn't really get it, and I still kind of don't. I don't hate it, and I think that if I did see it when I was like 6 or 7,
you probably like it.
Do you like Breakfast Club?
Yeah, but that's more for teens, and I saw that when I was like 16.
Yeah,
so I would think I was just the right age for that. I think that's a totally different class.
It isn't even comparable, really.
Other than that they came out kind of around the same time.
Yeah, I did. I'm saying they came out around the same time.
I think definitely the movie was lightning in a bottle for an age group at that time.
Yeah.
It was definitely like it hit
and
all the...
everybody at that time still remembers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But because I didn't, I don't really have that many fond feelings about this, so I'll give this a 5.5. I think it's worth watching, but I don't think there's a ton there. I probably won't be watching it again anytime soon, personally.
Yeah, so. I don't think I can watch it many times more, unless I'm with a kid.
Yeah. If I had like a kid around, I'd be like, oh, you want to see Goonies?
It's a good movie to groom a child.
Yes, exactly. Oh, yes, exactly. Yes.
I'm Charlie Sheen, you're Corey Haim.
Hell yeah. Anyway, That's it, I guess. So let's throw our plugs out there. Donate to the Patreon. We have like a whole nother show.
A whole new world. Yes.
We have a whole noli called Dr. Evans Horror Theater, and if you pay only $1 a month, you get 2 episodes a month about my life,
and I'm naked.
By the way, are you sending Denzel the bad?
I will, because...
B-R-O.
Are you pooping on camera and sending it to him?
Yes.
He was already doing that.
Yes.
Dude, that's cute.
That's how we got him to sign up.
Gotta clean off the camera real quick.
God, stop it. I have to edit both. You fucking asshole. Hit us up at centeredapocalypsenow@gmail.com. Check out our band at nothingbuthitmusic.bandcamp.com. Give us a like at facebook.com/centeredapocalypsenow. Give us rate, view, review, subscribe, please, if you don't mind. Also, what else?
Kill yourself?
No, after that.
Eat butt.
No, before that. I mean. Kill yourself. It's not worth living anymore. Bye-bye. Sure. Right, okay. That's your perspective. He was.
Ben Franklin wasn't just yelling, electricity, for the love of God, we need it! Do something!
I said this key is doing nothing!
Get out there and do something. Stop just yelling at people.